Good evening.
Good evening.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform radio station. This is 88 miles per hour. We're here every Tuesday from 10 p.m. until 11 p.m. And we have another wonderful guest trainee with us this evening. Do you want to say hi?
Hello, my name is Jackson.
Hi, Jackson.
Yeah, we're super pumped to have him.
Super pumped. Gonna have a good show, a lot of good music. Possibly some games.
Yep, you betcha.
Oh yeah, Jackson, we have two fun games that we play. They're called Overrated, Underrated, and...
This or that!
We'll explain them to you during the break. Anyways, the first song we heard was Standing on the Edge of Summer by Thursday, and this spooky vampire tune, as always, is The Equestrian Vortex by Broadcast. Stay tuned for more music.
Thank you.
That was Of Winter by Cassettes on Tape. Before that was Bleached by Bug. And before that one was Darling by Real Estate.
Woohoo! Nice job.
Yeah.
Also, quick shout out to Anna, who was on the air, I think from 7 until 8. She was dog sitting a puppy, and she let me come over her house to see this puppy.
So nice.
And it was so sweet and just sleepy. It was just the sleepiest puppy and amazing. And so thank you, Anna, for allowing me to be happy.
Way to be Emma. Anna. Emma.
I mean, good for me because yes. I got to hang out with a puppy, both, but also those. Thank you, Anna. Anyways, Amanda, you got a tune for us?
I got a tune.
Oh, boy.
Thank you. I was just a boy. We'll call it 15 or so. I found myself annoyed by a syndrome of sorts in my bones. That girl who's next to me.
Right next to
she found herself bored to tears. She realized if she wanted conversation, she's out of luck for 3 more years. With me, he needed more than me. I'm friendly and thoughtful and quite awfully pretty, but he needed more than me. When I felt that I should leave, we'll call it midnight or so, I found myself annoyed by a syndrome of sorts in her bones. That girl who's next to me, she don't know her worth in this town, 'cause her face starts to shine when that meathead behind me is grinning as he's checking her out. I said, all I can hope for is for you to get better, 'cause all I can take is no more.
Hello, we're back.
Hello.
Hello. That was Modern Baseball with the song Tears Over Beers off the album Sports. Great pick. Great pick. That was a trainee pick. Great job.
Good job.
Really just nailed the vibe of the show for this evening. Before that, we heard 8 Ball by Waxitachi. I think that's how you say it. I looked up a video this morning to make sure I knew how to say it, but they're really great. That's a really good album. Before that, we heard the song Everywhere Waltz by Sleepy Sun, which Amanda said she found from
a movie about snowboarding. I'm trying to remember the name, that's why I was saying it like that, and I thought I could stall
myself there. It didn't come to you.
And I'm still stalling, and it's really not coming to me, so.
Do you need me to save you?
Yes, please.
Okay. No, I was just going to say that I think, like, that snowboarding and, like, skateboarding genre of films usually have very good music.
I've found a ton of really good soundtrack music.
And surfing?
And surfing, all of them. All the adventure sports, they tend to be really good music.
I agree. Very cool. Anyways, do you want to come join us for our game? What game are we playing this evening?
Okay, wait, I actually didn't think about which one it would be in. I think it's more of a, it's a this or that.
Okay,
so.
Ready.
Tonight's this or that is, I guess, kind of. We're talking like, let me see how I can explain this here. I haven't thought it through all the way.
It's good. I'm thinking about
New Age, how we have like all of these ways, like platforms for listening to music, like Spotify and Pandora and everything, and you can build a playlist and you only have to listen to the songs that you picked out for yourself, and everything's very like hand-picked.
Right.
And like, oh, I don't want to listen to this anymore, I'm going to switch. But like way back when, it was whatever the radio was playing. Okay, if you forget about records, like, forget about that. Like, and you're just kind of at the mercy of whatever station you're listening to. Like, I don't know. I thought that would spark some kind of conversation.
I have thoughts. The thing, okay, one time I read this really interesting article, because you know how Spotify has all these like discovery playlists and they have all these algorithms that pick songs for you based off of what you like. And the article was pretty much like, this is a bad thing. Like, they want you to think it's a good thing because they're catering to your taste. But the article was arguing the fact that maybe it's not so good because then you're closing yourself off to other types of music or other genres that you might not otherwise listen to. Mm-hmm. But if, you know, if Spotify's algorithm said, hey, like, you know, you like, you know, this kind of rock music with these specific beats, but like maybe because you like that kind of rhythm, you might like this jazz genre, you know? And so the article was like, this maybe is not the direction you should be going. Like, yeah, sure, there's merit to, let's find other music in the direction that you enjoy, but why are you closing yourself off to trying something like totally new?
Yes, I agree with that article. That is exactly why I brought this up.
Well, there you go.
So thank you.
Those are my thoughts. Do you have any thoughts?
I feel like as music, this is kind of unrelated, but like as music streaming becomes more popular, there might be like a evening out of the popularity of different genres as you're less tied to what people are giving you.
Right, because I think a lot of commercial radio kind of sticks to this one-sided pop or alternative classic rock or something, and that it also helps people who don't play necessarily this like mainstream commercial music get their songs out there.
Yeah,
I agree.
Wow, good point. Good point. I didn't think of that. And I was going to root more for radio, but now I'm going to change my mind. And I think I'm going to go with what you said, too, about finding a way to not make Discover Weekly and everything so catered to what you have. Because mine ends up just recycling itself, and then I'm trying to use it so that I can get away from what I'm listening to. And I'm like, what is happening? So definitely, yeah, we need to find a way to just... Or if I just... play different genres more, that would probably do it too.
Right,
but you know,
I do have to say though that I think college radio is so important. Like I grew up listening to college radio, and it wasn't like a lot of the other stations. And like when I'm driving around here too, sometimes I'll just like flick the dial, and like sometimes I'll land on like MIT's radio station, or there's some good stuff out there. And not to like bash all like commercial radio, whatever. Like, you know, some of the classic rock ones, they get that's me every great. Once in a while. That's you turn great. It on, there's some Nirvana, like, you're rocking out. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think that people say, like, oh, radio's dead, college radio, whatever, but it's really not. And even just from spending 4 years, like, being here and, like, listening to other people's shows, which might be a byproduct of the fact that, like, I am a DJ here, but I feel like I've learned so much new music from different people that I wouldn't have otherwise. So I'm glad it has stuck around and is still... somewhat going strong, I'd say. Definitely going strong. Especially our show. No, I'm kidding.
So moral of the story, branch out.
Definitely.
Listen to more music.
Yeah, listen to more music. Tune into your local radio station. Tune into our new trainees show whenever it will be. They'll bring you the good. Anyways. Yeah. Well, thank you, Amanda. That was a great conversation.
You're welcome.
I enjoyed that.
Thanks for participating.
Yeah. You have any other closing thoughts?
No.
That's okay. Cool. Do we have more music?
We definitely have more music.
We have more music? Well, you're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is 88 miles per hour, and we're going to hit you with some jams. We're going to... Oh, yeah. They're the jams.
movement about watching you like a cherry tree. I've been dreaming about watching you like a cherry tree.
This is Alec Baldwin. There are lots of ways to show you have style. Wearing fur isn't one of them. Each year, millions of animals are drowned or beaten to death in the wild, or gassed or electrocuted in captivity for their coats. Cruelty is one fashion statement we can do without. Please help the animals by joining People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
To find out how you can help, visit furisdead.com or call 757-622-PETA.
Thank you.
you leave, but I'm starting to see. You know I wanna be above everything, but I'm just not there yet.
We're back.
Hello. We just listened to Ask the Angels by Patti Smith. Before that was The Sun by Tiger's Jaw. And then Cherry Tree by Xenia Rubinos. And now we're going to hear a story, a bat mitzvah story.
A bat mitzvah. So we were talking about, I guess your friend had a
90s bat mitzvah themed birthday party,
which I think is hilarious because it wasn't actually a bat mitzvah. No. It was just themed
birthday.
For, which made me think fondly back to all of the good bat mitzvah days. And it made me think of this one kid that I went to like elementary school and middle school with had a bat mitzvah. And he picked like a few people. And we performed like the YMCA dance, like dressed up.
Wow.
And I'm pretty sure I was like the cowboy or something. And I think it's the cringiest thing I've ever done in my entire life. I hope not, probably. But it just, I'm like tearing up just like thinking about the fact of like.
I can confirm she's tearing up.
Like, how old are you when you have a bat mitzvah? Like
13.
I just, that's like really
that's prime,
cringy,
awkward. Like,
isn't
cringy.
That really bad? Like, imagine 13-year-old Emma dressed up as a cowboy on a stage with the rest of the like YMCA like costume crew. Yeah, no, bad, very bad.
That's beautiful.
Very cringy.
Beautiful.
It's very cringy.
I would very much appreciate if there was a video, though.
Well,
I gotta
you
say.
Can imagine it in your head, and that's. Probably where it should stay.
Amazing.
Anyways.
I vote we play a song and all try to think of other cringy stories from our childhoods, and then we'll come back.
And then we'll come back.
Yeah.
Cool. But also quick intel. From the Intel crew.
Quick.
If you've been enjoying this show, apparently two of the bands that you've listened to this evening are playing in Boston very recently. I feel like this tends to
probably
so many
I feel
bands
like we
come to
always
Boston.
Have to say
it's awesome,
by
though.
The way
but
this band is coming.
I guess Bug is playing at O'Brien's tomorrow night, and Tiger's Jaw is also playing on Thursday. I don't know where, but somewhere local. Anyways, so if you've enjoyed the show and want to hear more, go to a show.
See them live.
Anyways,
perfect.
More music.
I can't see more than three bodies.
Amanda, have you had time to ponder an embarrassing experience you've had?
There's too many to choose from.
Isn't that true for us all?
Yeah. I think, but like for me, it's like this whole new level, and you're like, is this girl okay?
Oh no!
Like, how I think you're made great it to this point.
Well,
okay. Okay. This one actually isn't too cringe. Well, it's pretty cringy. I don't know. I don't really know what kind of vibe it is. But for some reason, hurdles were brought up the other day in my life, and I don't remember the context.
Like a physical hurdle?
Like hurdles
that you run
track
over? Yes. Okay. Not like,
not like an emotional,
an emotional
hurdle.
Okay.
But also that, because it's very symbolic in some ways.
Sure.
This story. So, fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
What age are you, like... Like 11 something?
No, certainly not.
No?
Okay,
fourth
wait.
Fourth grade?
Eight. Nine.
Or ten.
Really?
Nine. Yeah, nine. You're nine. Because you're five in kindergarten.
Okay. That's true. No. That's true. Okay, so we're nine.
Okay. Nine-year-old Amanda.
Nine-year-old Amanda, and it's fourth grade Olympic Day, which is a big deal when you're in fourth grade Little York, Maine. Olympic Day
really
is spoken of for many years.
Okay.
And so I got chosen to do the hurdles because I'm tall. And people always assume that if you're tall, you can jump. But that's unfortunately for me not true.
I have
a very hard time getting off the ground. And so, catch me at the front of the line, like ready to do my hurdles against the fastest girl in school, who's also half my height, mind you.
Amanda, I can't
and
breathe.
And I'm so nervous, and I'm like revving up the engine, like we're getting charged, like in Mario Kart, you know, when you like hold
down, yeah, you get that
whatever,
boost.
And you're like boosting. So that's me, and I'm like, okay, I can do this. And like this matters a ton for your team.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you lose, you lose so many points for your team. And I'm like, okay, this is all on me, and half the grade is watching, whatever, at least in my head everyone was. And then they blow the whistle, we start sprinting, and I'm full sprinting, and I'm beating her, and it's great, and I can see them cheering for me already,